Here is a list of the top 75 holdings as of December 31st, 2019, of ICA, Investment Company of America, the sample mutual fund that we discussed in the final online lecture. It is a domestic large cap growth and income stock fund. And what does that mean? That means it primarily invests in large companies with the potential for capital gains growth, and but also invest in companies that pay dividends, income. So that's why you hear growth and income. They don't call it capital gains and dividend stock fund. They call it a growth and income stock fund. Many dividend paying companies tend to be large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. Most of these companies you will recognize. Some you won't recognize. We will learn how to research companies in the next three chapters, so relax. Since it is a domestic growth and income stock fund, a few are foreign. I think they can do up to 15% outside the United States, but most of the companies are based in the United States. Although most of them of the companies are domestic, based in the United States, many are global in nature. Some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside in the United States. There were another 111 stocks in the mutual fund at this time for a total of 186. Now, according to Benjamin Graham, who was the author of The Intelligent Investor, he was Warren Buffett's teacher. We're going to come back to him later on. Well, we've already quoted from him. We're going to quote from him again. These are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Okay, all right, go ahead and take a little bit of money and buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may become the next Amgen, or that tech startup that may create the next gotta-have app on everybody's cell phone. You may even strike it rich, but it never worked out that way for me with the biotech startups I researched in San Diego. But make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of growing earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. Now, okay, disclaimer. Please remember that there are many competing investment strategies and that there are many others who will disagree with me and they have other advice for you. And remember that they're all wrong, of course. No. As the younger and technically adroit folks who like to text one another, just kidding. Now let's take a look at some of these companies. Notice the first two, Microsoft and Facebook, they're the two largest. And if you were to go to this company's website and take a look at the percentages, you would find that as of December 31st, 2019, that they actually had more than 5% in the portfolio of Facebook and more than 5% of Microsoft. Now, wait a minute. If you remember, part of the regulatory structure of mutual funds says that you can put no more than 5% of any one investment into the mutual fund. What happened? Well, what happened is they bought it less than 5%, they put less than 5% in, but it has grown such that it is larger than 5%. Now, that's okay. They don't have to sell, but they are prohibited from buying any more shares. They can't add to their portfolio, but they can allow it to stay in the portfolio. They don't have to sell any of it. And I remember one, this is many years ago when Altria, they make cigarettes, Philip Morris, Marlboro, Virginia Slims, they were just going great gangbusters. And this one gentleman, Donald Draymond, he's long since retired. He had 12% in his one mutual fund in Altria, in Philip Morris, in Marlboro. And it did very well for him. Now, most of these companies, as we said, you're going to recognize. Some you won't, and a lot of them are just because there's somebody behind them that something behind them that you don't you don't normally see. Look at ASML, for example. Now, you maybe even own some of their products, but you don't know it because it's sitting inside your cell phone or your laptop or your tablet. They make processors like Intel, but you don't buy processors from them. You, unless you build your own computers, you buy the finished product. And then there's some, as we said, some foreign companies like Nestle. But virtually most all of these companies you have heard of, and they're very large, as we said, have their roots deep in the economy. You're not going to get rich fast. They're not going to explode on the upside. But at the same time, right, they're not going to make you sad. They're not going to fall into a pool of tears and lose 95% of their value. It's just not going to happen. Now, every once in a while, an old stalwart company does fall on hard times and is replaced by whatever. Example, Kodak. Kodak Company. Many of you younger folks, you've heard the name. You don't know what they were. They made film. And everywhere you went, no matter where you went, you saw these little yellow boxes of film. They developed the digital camera. They developed the technology that put them out of business. Pretty strange, pretty wild. But that's the capitalism. That's the eternal dynamism, we hope, of our economy as industries rise and fall with the technology and the times. Okay, so I'm not selling you ICA, folks. Remember, I said that in the presentation. We need to, concentrate. We need to focus our attention on one, at least one mutual fund, and you're going to focus your attention on two in the assignment, and then we can extrapolate all the others from there. Okay, keep up the great work, students. We are so proud of you. You have any questions, you know who to contact. Be awesome.